This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Smarter than me, I couldn't think of any idea. My neighbor asked, what should I bring for this kid's party? There's rules saying must have no colors, waste free, make no noise, and not be made of plastic. I had no idea what to suggest.
This texter saying, cash is the color green, so that's out. I'm with Hope. Certificates to places.
Certificates. Memberships.
Black and white certificates.
Yeah.
What does no colors mean?
Yeah.
Like no coloring books? Like no colors on what it is?
I think it's going to ruin the aesthetic of their like beige gray living room. So they don't want
so
any colorful
weird.
Toys. That's my guess.
My kids wouldn't be friends with a kid like that.
It's not the kids' fault. It's the parents who are insisting on it.
No.
Too many rules. It's going to be the
most. You're not going to that party.
It's going to be the most boring birthday party, they asked me. By the way, hope you're not alone. Also on the text line here, lots of experiences. Make it memorable. A day at Seabreeze, Darien Lake, fishing, camping. Or, you know what? If you're a hockey fan right now, Amerks are in first place. Amerks are doing really good this year. I'm just saying, experiences, tickets. You got any other ideas? Tickets for you to win coming up here at 8:25 and 92.5 WBEE. So I was reading this article. You ever heard of Ozzy Osbourne, the rock guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well,
ever heard of him?
His wife, Sharon Osbourne, and all the reality shows. She says the worst decision she ever made is Pirates of the Caribbean reached out to him to try out to be a pirate. And she said, no, you shouldn't do it. But they lost out on millions.
Why would she tell him not to do it?
Right.
What else is he doing?
Exactly. I mean, he looks like he could be a pirate.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking, I've got an idea.
Oh, boy. Bo's the king of bad ideas.
No, hear me out on this. Hollywood is always looking for new ideas for movies. Mm-hmm. Why don't you do a Pirates of the Country Caribbean? In other words, have country artists be all the pirates. Because I'm thinking right off the bat, for me, Jason Aldean could be a pirate easily.
You know, and forgive me because his name is slipping my mind, but we just had him for Guitars and Stars and he has a really thick Louisiana accent.
Brian Martin.
Brian Martin. Yeah.
Okay, so that's my voice.
Okay.
Stumbling around.
Jelly Roll? Yeah, he did stumble around.
It's very like, I don't know.
The mumbling.
Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. Pirate. Jelly Roll's an easy one, too. He could be it. You've got any country artists?
I was thinking Randy Houser. When we talked to him, doesn't he have like an animal appendage as a good luck charm?
Oh, around his neck?
Yeah. That seems very pirate-like. So my vote is Randy Houser.
All right. Mm. How about you? Come on. Wouldn't this make billions? Country, Pirates of the Country, something. Okay, a couple million it would make. Yes, it would.
I'm not voting until I see the storyline. Until I read the script, then I'll tell you.
It's the same storyline, just get Johnny Depp out and put in country artists, okay? Maybe Toby Keith should have been a pirate. That's my idea this morning. Hollywood's looking for the next movie idea. Well, maybe take Pirates of the Caribbean and put in country artists. There's some that could really fit in there. In fact, one of the texters says, you know, Keith Richards and Paul McCartney were in one of the Pirates of the Caribbean. Well, there they are, rock guys. What about country artists?
Yeah, somebody texted in my guy, Brantley Gilbert.
Easy. Yeah. Ah, wow.
Bring your ugly cousin. Be good time.
We've had so much fun with him. He could be a pirate.
Yeah.
I mean, that might be the gimme of the day, to be honest.
Another texter, Trace Adkins, for sure.
Because he has the long hair.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm.
And then on Facebook, Janine's saying Post Malone.
Oh, you know, Post Malone's probably the most like Johnny Depp. Ah, good call there. WBEE. 92.5 WBEE, our food partner Mandy suggested Thomas Rhett could be a good-looking, young, swashbuckling pirate. My idea of Pirates of the Country Caribbean. That's a really good idea there, Mandy. What drive-thru? Excuse me. Are you getting us something at the drive-thru?
Is there another bagel I can put that on for you?
Plain, please.
Plain, not a problem.
Thank you. I'm at the Dunkin' drive-thru right across from Vision Kia at East Rochester.
Oh, okay. All right. I wonder if she's a fan of 92.5 WBEE. Put your phone out the window when you're up at the window there. Let her know you're on with us.
I love the Bee Morning Coffee Club.
Hey! Who is that?
What's your name?
Vicky.
Vicky, much love there as she's serving up the coffee and donuts.
My favorite text of the day, you get the award. Talking about pirates and country. It says, what about Hardy? I'll see myself out.
That's a good one. By the way, Vicky, we love you too in a drive-thru. Giving us some drive-thru love there. Hardy.
I love that they said, I'll see myself out. Like, they just know.
A person after my own heart.
I'm telling you, this might be my best idea ever. It might be.
That's a terrible idea, but it's funny.
No, it's not. Tell me you wouldn't watch that. I don't know if you'd pay for it in the theater.
I'm telling you, I won't watch it.
What? Country artists? Okay.
Dressed as pirates?
It's my idea then. I was going to do it as
walking
a team.
Walking planks?
And talking to Hollywood is now my sole idea.
Oh, yeah. That's all you.
And you know what? While I'm wearing my King of Bad Ideas crown, I'm going to throw on a pirate eye patch.
Perfect.
In fact, I'm texting Artie right now. All right, call number 19, the world's easiest contest. We still got Vince Gill tickets. They go on sale tomorrow. Kodak Center. You can win them right now through call number 19, but you got to say it like this. Hardy. Did I do it okay?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Just want to make sure they understand. Call number 19. You say that back to us. We're giving you Vince Gill concert tickets right now through call number 19, 585-252-WBEE. You know our number, 252-9233. 5-WBEE, call number 19, Jack, who's also a plow dryer. Wow, we had Nicodemus last hour was a plow dryer. They've got us on. We're the number one listen to morning show.
They are the busiest right now, too. Yeah.
For plow dryers. Hey, by the way, did you like my idea about instead of Pirates of Caribbean, Pirates of the Country Caribbean with country artists playing all the parts?
You like it. I like it a lot.
Thank you so much. And one of our texters had a great idea of one of our newer country artists. What is that name?
It is Hardy.
Yeah!
Well done. Well done. Just for that, you get to go see Vince Gill. So congratulations.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
It's going to be an awesome show happening at Kodak Center May 8th. Tickets are going to go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com. But you just got yourself a pair before anybody can even buy them.
That is awesome.
Tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
92.5 WBEE.
And we will have more Vince Gill tickets to win at 7:25 tomorrow morning.